The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Exciting times over in the UK at the moment as they are just about to open their very first Bunnings.
I can't believe that they don't have one already.
I know. I mean, they've obviously got their own versions of hardware stores and stuff like that, but they're so iconically Australian. Like, if you've ever been to a Bunnings on a Saturday morning, which I'm pretty sure is everybody, you know the hustle and the bustle, but the thing that is iconic is as soon as you're about to walk in, it's off to the right-hand side, you can see a little marquee, and you can just hear that nice sizzle, and you can smell the onions and the snags, and it's a sausage sizzle.
You paint a beautiful mind image, Jules. That's Saturday morning happiness right there. I usually leave it for later in the morning because I like to have breakfast at home. So I'll have my Weet-Bix, my coffee.
So and yours then is like a lunch or a
bit
brunch.
Of a brunch. It's kind of like a pre-lunch, something to tide me over until lunch. And it's good. It's a charity snag. Usually you're helping out your volunteer firefighters or something of that nature. Maybe it's the Scouts.
Yep.
So you've got that little good kick. But what I'm wondering, Jules, do they even know what a sausage sizzle is in the UK?
Not really.
What are they up to over there?
So normally, like when they, if they're having sausages, it's usually with some potato on the side and maybe some mashed up peas.
Bangers
and
mash.
Like that.
That sounds like an iconically English thing, doesn't it?
They'd be more accustomed to, wait for it, bread with some hot chips in it.
That's weird. I can get that though. Have you ever put chips in like a hamburger?
Yeah, I have, but it's...
Don't get me wrong, it's not a snag in bread.
No,
it's far
it's
from
not.
It.
Like, we had a friend that visited from overseas and had never been to Bunnings before.
Yeah.
And I took them to Bunnings one morning, and as we're walking in, they were like, what is that smell? And I was like, oh, just grab a snag if you want.
Charity snag.
They're like, what are you talking about? I said, oh, it's a tradition. Every time you go to Bunnings, you grab a snag either on the way in or the way out or sometimes both.
What was your friend just, who are these people?
They were just blown away.
What kind of bizarre tradition
is
this?
This is amazing. Like, their world was blown and they were like, this is awesome.
Well, did you know there's a section of our fine country of Australia that's getting the sausage sizzle wrong? It's happening in our own country, Jules.
What do you mean?
When I moved to Victoria, I was so happy to see that when you go to a sausage sizzle here in Victoria, like in South Australia, you get a sausage served in a single piece of white bread and a line of sauce.
Yep.
I was living over in WA for a few years, and I can't vouch for the entire state, but the section of the state I was living in, so the southwest, that when they had a sausage sizzle, they would serve up what they called hot dogs. Do you want a hot dog, Chris? And I go, what? Hot dog? But this is a sausage sizzle. It'd be a sausage in a hot dog roll.
A hot dog bun.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
And while, like, don't get, like, it's kind
of... Don't mix and match.
It is, like, it's delicious still, but it's not a sausage sizzle.
No.
It's not the traditional. It's not the classic.
You need the basic plain white bread.
And the fact that they're calling it a hot dog.
The snag going diagonally through and then the line of sauce, onions optional.
Ooh, diagonally or straight through?
I'll go diagonally.
Oh, that's an argument for another day, I reckon.
Okay.
I think straight through because then you've got the same proportion bread to sausage ratio the whole way through. Otherwise, you've got that big weird triangle of bread in the middle, Jules.
Yeah, it's great because then the bread goes all the way to the both ends.
No, that's fine. You bite off either end
anyway,
of the sausage before you start.
Anyway, that is an argument for a whole nother day.
So good luck, Bunnings in the UK. This is our gift to you, the humble Australian sausage sizzle. Enjoy it.
You're welcome.
Make it your own, but don't serve it in a hot dog bun. It's weird.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.